Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the big show today, Mr. Griswold plus Rammstein and 117 years old. It's all coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Coming soon to Bob and Tom TV, it's the next great miniseries. If you like shows like 24 and Prison Break, you're gonna love this show.
We're breaking out of here.
What?
I said we're breaking out of here.
What?
It's Nursing Home Breakout, the story of two brothers determined to break free of the bonds of assisted living. Watch each week as they plan and then execute their escape.
What's the plan again?
What plan?
The escape plan.
Oh, that. Look, I have the plans to the nursing home tattooed on my body.
Oh, my God. Shut your robe. Nobody wants to look at that.
Hey, why don't you bring that on over here? You can be my nursing home bitch.
Critics are calling Nursing Home Breakout a continuing drama with a wrinkle. And the best thing about the show is, if you miss four or five episodes, it won't make much of a difference. In week one, you'll hear...
We're only 25 feet from the door now. Let's get a move on.
And then in week six, you'll hear...
We're only 24 feet from the door now. Let's hustle.
Nursing Home Breakout. Critics are saying it will move you more than a glass of Metamucil.
Look, I turned my upper plate into a shank.
Don't miss Nursing Home Breakout, only on Bob and Tom Television. And coming soon from Bob and Tom TV, it's the senior citizens version of Lost.
Oh, is this my house?
Get off my porch, old man!
Oh, guess not.
It's Grandpa's Lost, only on Bob and Tom Television.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie, if I want to go to Instagram.
Yeah.
Willie, with an IE.
Yeah.
Dot Griswold. And I still have trouble with this, Tom. G-R-I-S-W-O or W-A?
It's O-L-D. Okay. And I remember that because my dad is O-L-D. That's how you...
Oh, I see.
That's how you remember it.
Tom, your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm still getting used to being called Mr. Griswold.
Oh, yeah?
There's a wonderful little kid that lives across the street, Penn, and he always calls me Tom.
His brother, Teller.
He's such a sweet kid.
Teller doesn't talk to
Tom,
me.
Tom, can I play with the dogs?
Oh,
doesn't okay. Kelly call you Mr. Griswold?
In any situation?
So you're suggesting then that
Pat,
I'm a man of a certain age.
Can I talk to you at the break?
That was the line of the year.
Hey, here's Rammstein. Who's ready for some Rammstein?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
This is pretty good.
This rocks.
I want to work out, watch The Matrix at the same time.
Yeah.
This is better than that Brazilian crap.
Yeah, I like that.
Look at Bob Seger dance.
Chick's got the moves.
Duhast. Oh, what was that?
Duhast nicht.
What?
It's all in German.
Is what it dirty?
You know what I mean?
You hate Duhast.
I had Dean.
Duhast nicht.
Yeah. Translate this for me once. You can find it online.
No, you hate me.
Duhast. Right. But I meant the whole song.
Oh, Duhast is hairy. And that's keeping it.
Oh, so is this the song she's keeping it hairy down there?
I think it might be. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're doubling down on that.
Triplet. Quadruple.
Yeah.
So the point of this is.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I saw these guys live.
Damn!
How was it live?
Real fun.
You can't be in a bad mood to listen to Rammstein.
We had a good
time. Were you in the pit, so to speak?
I was on the floor.
Did they use any pyro?
Okay, I'm just warning you. If things get slow, if I get bored over here.
I like it.
This is from their acoustic album.
Yeah, this is kind of a mellow song from them.
This is called Sunset in Naples.
Here it is.
Sunset. Naples.
Yeah.
Hush.
This should be like helicopter going in for the attack.
Yeah.
Oh, playing that on the speakers up top. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That'd be all right.
Anyway, so we were talking about. Don't you find it weird when someone goes, well, Miss Lee?
Yeah.
Josh, you find it odd when someone calls you Mr. Arnold?
The young man that mows the lawn does that, calls me Mrs.
Now, how about this? Let's just say you ran into one of your high school teachers.
Yes, I still do that. Hi, Mr. Wakefield.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still don't call
Hi, Mrs. Webb.
I call her Mrs. Hildebrand.
Yeah, it's too weird.
I can't say Joyce. Yeah. I can't do it.
Willie, if you see one of your teachers, do you still say?
Yeah. Just happened with my favorite teacher, Mrs. Grinkmeyer.
Yeah, it's too weird going.
Is it Gabby?
No, it's Joan.
Joan Grinkmeyer.
Oh, I like that.
But the point is that is there something, a respect level? You know, mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Smith, how's it going?
And even when they say, no, please call me Bill. No, it's Mr. Wakefield.
I was also that joker, though, in school that I would see one of my teachers in the hallway and go, Mike, how are you?
Wow.
Most of the time they knew me, and so they were like, they just knew I was being an idiot.
Someone wants to go to community college. Maybe a JUCO.
I did that with one of the coaches, and he also taught like social studies.
Right.
Oh, hey, Bill, how's it going? And he goes, come here. Who are you talking to? Sorry, it's Coach. Okay. Sorry.
You and I were probably, we were good at.
Very similar.
I was very good at making a teacher roll their eyes.
Yeah,
I imagine you were as well.
Yeah.
A time I've told the story before where Bobby Knight hung up on me. Because I didn't call him Coach Knight. I said, hey, well, Bobby, they're out and
immediately hung up on you? Like,
there was a few seconds in it.
Yeah.
Man. Coach Knight did not suffer fool.
Yeah, but poor Ace didn't
really. I don't think that's why Coach Knight hung up. He knew it was Ace.
If a younger person calls me Mr. Arnold now, I in my head, I'm just like, well, that kid, parents said, hey.
How do you feel about this? If someone goes, Mr. Arnold, and you go, that was my father.
Yeah.
I don't say it, but I don't hate when other people say it.
That's how you feel for a long time.
I think it's a sign of respect.
Exactly,
I think it's very
I like it, though, when little Penn comes over. Tom, can I play with the dog? Okay, come on in.
Do your girls call you Tom?
They call me Grandpa. No, they call me Daddy.
And Mr. Griswold. Grandpa and Mr. Griswold.
Is there a time when Daddy becomes Dad?
Yeah.
About what age does that happen?
20s.
Oh, okay.
And there's the famous reverse of that, as seen in the movie Bye Bye Birdie, of course.
Oh, of course. Gosh. We were just thinking.
Who can forget that scene?
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about.
With
the great Anne Margaret, who is hot.
Yeah, way hot. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very, very hot.
When is it going to stop?
Okay, sorry. Well, speaking of old, can we break away from sports? Chris, do you have a story about the elderly? Or did you give that to the Chickster since it was a world record?
Chick?
Stupid world record. The world's oldest person. died.
Oh, yeah, that happens to them.
That does happen.
According to an employee at her nursing home, that's all she gets? Well, Ms. Maria Branyas.
Everybody she's ever known is wrong.
Maria Branyas Moreira. Ruh-roh. Died on August 19th in Olot,
Moreira,
Spain.
I just buried a
chick named Moreira. Buried a girl named Moreira. She was, anybody want to guess how old she was?
I can't play.
Well, yeah, I know.
117.
Nope, it was 117. Ace knew. Ace knew, everybody.
Christy said it earlier.
Ace knew.
She lived a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, probably she was celebrating. She probably wanted to go 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She'd be dead. This is her favorite Rammstein song.
She'd be dead.
There she is.
She'd be dead.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph. Dead.
She's better looking than that astronaut lady.
Hey, look. It's not our fault. Miss a day, miss a lot. Okay, we're not going over it again. Good Lord.
Oh, she looked happy, yeah. But she also may have, I mean,
like farted.
She looks happy. She just sharded.
Yeah, she may have seen a bird.
Guinness World.
who knows?
It's a tweet.
She died doing what she loved, barely breathing.
Guinness World Records said she was the eighth oldest person with a verifiable age in history.
Wow. Whoa. 117.
Whoa. 117.
Wonder what took her
that's
out.
That's old.
Somebody look up the oldest stabbed. Verifiable.
You don't know that, right?
We need to look into this.
Oddly enough, she was hit by a bus.
Murder. This does sound like a monk where she it was hundreds and nobody cares, but monk cares. And he comes in. This was murder.
Yeah. Have we finished sports?
Yeah, I think we have. Oh,
okay.
Go ahead. Oh, no. According to our producer, you have something. He's up in arms back there.
Is he up? Are you up in arms?
Look at him.
Oh, I don't have anything for this. This is my outrageous prediction music.
The X-Files.
We go over. No more preseason games. This was the last year for them. Next year we go to 18 games.
I would like that, but I don't think it will happen.
Teams are going to get together and have joint practices, and also the Super Bowl will be held in one location starting in 2027. It will be in Las Vegas.
Haven't they already?
Huh?
Haven't they already scheduled a few of them?
Well, then they're out of luck. In a little place I call SOL. They are simply out of luck.
Without a paddle, aren't they?
That's right.
Won't the team owners want it to be in their team? What was the other? Wasn't there a prediction that they're going to schedule it so that it falls on a holiday?
There's a chance that Monday that Monday
if
would
it
be
wasn't
a,
it, they'd add, they'd a Monday. Add, they'd add, each team would have an additional bye week, and then how did it fall on a holiday again?
I do know nobody cares about anything we're talking about.
Yeah. Right. What they do care about is the 2024 Pokemon World Championships that took place in Honolulu over the weekend. Chilean Pokemon player Fernando Cifuentes taking down the Masters division. American Evan Pavelski.
You know who his girlfriend is?
I have a feeling I do.
No. Ooh.
Who is it?
Anita Dickey and me.
But the World Championship in Pokemon was not without controversy. A top player, Ian Robb, competing in the Masters division, 16 and older. There he is right there, was handed a loss, disqualified, a loss after winning his match against eventual champion Fernando Cifuentes, but Rob was DQ'd after the win due to a vulgar gesture he made following his match. Here it is now.
He's just rolling the dice.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what he said.
He's doing the roll. No,
let me see that again.
I'm just rolling the dice. Look at that.
Lips like
he's got a closed fist. That's rolling the dice. If his fists were open like he was holding a broomstick, that's the jack move.
The jack move.
Basically, he beat the champion, and the guy he was disqualified because of that gesture went on to win the championship, and he, just because of
Chick,
that.
This is in Brazil?
Honolulu.
Chile?
Chick, what are your thoughts here? Is he rolling the dice or is he doing the masturbatory?
He's making the masturbatory.
Okay. Christy, how do you feel?
Yeah, I
thought that he was doing. I didn't know there was a roll of the dice.
Yes, you shake the dice.
I think he's also doing
this. I think he's like, check this out.
No, he's doing it much. Watch how fast he does it. Can you play it again?
Well, he's near the end.
He's about to.
But that's how a nerd would do that motion.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're doing it that quickly, it's going to be a short session.
Well.
But he's a gamer, so he doesn't know how to do that.
Willie, when you get close to the end, really good at it.
Willie, when you're near the end, do you slow down or go faster?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to know this.
Man, I've never thought
it's
about
like
this.
My son.
There's a trick here.
There's a trick.
I like to have this play when I'm.
If you slow down and almost stop, it goes farther.
Well, thank you, Josh.
Just a tip out there.
Okay.
Do you ever hit the...
if you're trying to get distance, slow down, almost stop.
Ever hit the patio door with it?
Patio door?
Yeah.
Oh, patio door. Nice guy.
Because you're,
arcing into
You want everyone
could
to
we,
see.
So, first of all, I didn't... What is the Pokemon game that they're playing?
Pokemon. We played it when we were kids. The card game.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know there was a game.
Trading card.
I thought you had to run around town and look for...
No, that was Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a special app. That was different.
This is different. Okay.
Major Money was won. Let's see. The TCG World Championship of Pokemon won $25,000. Second place, $15,000. Third and fourth place, $7,500. So there you go.
This poor guy got gypped.
Yeah.
I mean...
Dear son of a bitch.
Family.
My people.
Sorry, I forgot. Is that sports?
Yes. I've never heard you use that word so much as when you
aren't supposed to.
Have late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sports.
I'm sorry. I forgot that that has a allegedly
what, majority. But what does this teach us? Good sportsmanship. As Chick always says.
Right. Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Always be a good
sport. He wasn't being a good sport.
Right,
right. He was going, hey, I won.
Yeah, but why that?
Yeah, it's a little crass.
You know what I miss?
In your face.
When people win, putting their two hands together and shaking them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm the champ like and that. I'm raising my own hand.
It's like you're shaking your own hand. Look at me.
You're like you're in the Little Rascals.
Well done, me.
Gotta go get my
You should be
tea.
Proud of you.
Yes.
You ever do the enhanced throwing the dice? Add a sound effect?
That's a solid no all around.
Why not?
He answered for all of us.
That's a no. Christy, we have time for a quick story. Anything you got over that's quick?
Yeah, a woman who was wanted by police is now in custody after jumping on stage during a Macklemore concert in Slovakia.
Hi!
According to Newsweek, the woman was brought up on stage, got so caught up in the moment, she forgot she was wanted by authorities.
Well, the press was there because Macklemore can still draw a crowd.
According to Slovakian police, the fan reportedly bragged about the impromptu duet with Macklemore on social media, which led to her undoing. Officials said an observant citizen recognized the woman from the Interior Ministry wanted list.
Well done,
and immediately informed the police. Slovakian media reported the woman is a 24-year-old bartender accused of not paying a fine after running shirtless during a football match.
Huh.
Hey. She loves getting involved.
Yeah, she's a partier.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the Hawk Tua girl of 2012 or whatever. When was it Macklemore's hit?
The big one's 2012. Because I used to wear a lot of thrift store clothes.
Sure.
And that damn song came out and everyone sent it to me.
Popping tags,
this
baby.
Was catchy.
Oh, it's absolutely. Catchy, yeah. The beat's good. It's fun.
I like the
Actually, I do like this. I forgot that I liked this.
I think it's fun. It just got overplayed for me.
Yeah, see, I only listened. I only heard it like three times.
That's called The Worm, right?
What's The Worm?
What's The Worm?
The repeating little song.
No, a worm's a dance.
Yeah.
I like the word honky.
I love honky.
It means white man.
Yes.
Is that slang for white man?
It is slang for white man.
What's up, my honky?
Ace, have you ever called a guy a honky in earnestness? Like, you honky.
You better shut up, honky. Something like that.
No, you called me Mr. Honky, and I respect that.
At some point this morning, will you angrily call Tom a honky?
Can I call someone else that?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
It's and you know what? It's your choice.
We had a fat friend that looked like Macklemore.
He was your friend.
We called him Snacklemore because he was so corpulent.
We had a fat friend.
Snacklemore.
We didn't.
Do you have any, you know what word makes me laugh the hardest in that? had.
Did he lose weight or die?
Or did was he upset with being called Snacklemore?
He dropped a quick two bills.
Okay.
You always look like you've been crying.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.